Notes recorded late on the evening of the 28th of March 1978, after returning from Christine Staley's house, preparatory to the main effort tomorrow morning, which will focus upon Dummett, and which will involve going through your notes made on the 28th of March 1978 in detail, and particularly exploiting Castonguay's remarks about the role of heuristic. Respect to in the correlation of specific structures belonging to particular class, well-known class of mathematical structures. More generally, between different kinds of mathematical structure, different kinds of structure in mathematics. See detailed examples. See, for instance, the kind of generalization in the basis of definition of some specific structure which is dealt with in the in some mathematics. Particular given mathematical theory. Examples of this, but look in detail at JMP and look at, for instance, the paper on fees by Attire and others. Now, recalling that you're going to go to work on the errors in Dummett's approach errors in Dummett's approach tomorrow, and all notes you made in your box, given that you're just about ready to formulate using the Sellers' remarks about the kinds of microtheoretical explanation, formalization of microtheoretical explanation. Therefore, the context of other kinds of explanation, more abstract, for instance, use of generic models and generic theories, highly abstract generic theories, the applicability of these, the sort of how the applicability of these will be affected by the speculative proposal, well, the modification of categorical frameworks in certain directions. The argument is here that it wouldn't, but how, for instance, a reflection as to the kind of conceptualization, the most fundamental abstract general kind of conceptualization, which putatively conceptualization of the you have to make some, sorry, I rather lost the flow of things here. What you're going to say is how the sort of conceptualization which is ostensibly, allegedly, quite secretly embodied in most abstract form of mathematization, most abstract formulation of all abstract formulation of obviously of the structure of mathematical theory of the conception of characterization of the kinds of structures with which most abstract mathematical theory deals. Compare analysis is concerned purely with vectors in abstract linear space in a completely general linear space, linear vector space. Compare non-linear vector space. Compare the theorems of analysis as J dealing with a simpler structured point set endowed with properties reminiscent of the physical space. Compare the linear, absolutely general, abstract linear space, the vectors, defined, vectorial quantities defined on it. Certainly, the compared non-linear linear theorems, the idea of corrigibility of mathematical of the these theorems, when quite clearly not the kind of structure with which the mathematical theory is concerned, and about which propositions theorems formulated. In the case of analysis on linear vector space, we seem to have instance of the purest of pure mathematics. Compare non-linear, general non-linear vector space, but the use of logic, which we have the notional functional correspondence as part of our logic, we have to have the notional functional correspondence as underlying the language as underlying the language in which we as well reformulate the generalizations of theorems originally thought of as holding for as we're defining structure on a the kind of structure with which we deal in analysis on a suitably structured point set. Compare analysis on suitably structured completely linear vector space. We can give a completely arithmetized reformulation of the theorems of analysis on a completely generalized, completely general linear vector space. Compare the compare Siegel's remarks about the kind of conceptualization as reflecting the view of the kind of relations between the higher order relations between properties that are founded on or reflect fundamental theoretical physical desiderata, the description of the physical world, the most general abstract form of description, form of relationship between some properties with which any fundamental theoretical physical description deals, determining the intelligibility of the ontology, which accompanies the conceptual structured descriptive language, which is where reflects, incorporates these very fundamental and general theoretical physical desiderata. But this is absolutely near bar to the kind of mathematics which we might involve, for instance, general non-linear functional analysis. Compare linear functional analysis and analysis is dealing with vectors in linear space. How see the papers by Isham and others on and radon nicodine. Radon nicodine measures spectral theory. Theory of spectral measures and involved with C star algebras. And what you must know about the well, first of all, linear operators on a Hilbert space and about analysis. In order to be able to understand there is in mathematical analysis. See, papers in the volume of essays on analysis. See Siegel's paper and the others. You've got to read and understand these. How the thought of this word conception of the domain. Conception of the domain of some function in the sense of in which the general the definition of the functions of some particular type in the context of mathematical theory of functions with particular kinds of properties of interest, the object of which are the object of study of mathematical theory of particular mathematical theory, the sort of generalization involved with, for instance, the connection of the theory with the subject matter of some, with the point of view of the way in which the functions are viewed in some other mathematical theory, is involving a more general conception of the kinds of functions in question. For instance, the generalization of analysis within itself, the definition of a function with singular points of function defined over a particular domain, the problems, technical problems of integrating functions of particular kinds as solved by the generalization of the definition of functions of that kind. See examples. In these notes made on the evening of the 28th of March 1978, you must return to some of the notes that you made on Putnam. Now this is quite different. What you were going to say about the some of Putnam's remarks about mathematics without foundations seems rather to contrast with what he says in his paper, page 60, What is Mathematical Truth? The notion of a mathematically possible structure, methodological picture of mathematical structures, structures with which mathematics deals, as opposed to the mathematical object's picture and its significance. Marks that we have the strong intuitive conviction that whenever A is not possible, so is a structure which we might call a family of all sets of A's. Quite what the notion of possibility that is touched on in the first part of this statement is, I'm not quite sure. Whenever A's are possible, where A is a mathematical object, a mathematical structure, or wherever, or where A's are simply thought of as some public concrete individual discriminable objects of perception or thought. Ways of thought of as individuals in the sense that Dummett touches on when he talks about possible individual, when he talks about the tug of nominalism, the source of the nominalist conviction. Of course, the fact that the kind of objection to be mounted, the kind of corrigibility which is envisaged for the structures of mathematics as a rhetoric does not rest at all on the desire to effect a completely concrete combinatorial basis for the manipulation of mathematical formalism and the definition of the and the elaboration of the syntax of mathematical theories. What to say, the or need a purely pure mathematical theories, quite mathematics. Forget about the fact that the syntactic conception of mathematical existence certainly as far as the syntactic conception of logical consequences to be has to be responsible to progress on the semantic notion, semantic definition of logical consequences resting on the meaning of the logical connectors. Within mathematical theories, we have a purely syntactic conception of Putnam remarks that we have a strong intuitive conviction that whenever A is possible, so is the structure that we might term the family of all sets of A's, where the possibility of A's themselves rests upon what? Upon the perception of hypostatization of A's as mathematical objects. Well, we were talking earlier on about combinatorial content of operations in mathematics, purely combinatorial, sort of concrete combinatorial manipulation of a kind which presumably harks back to some kind of concealed, sort of semantic notion of the subject matter, the kind of subject matter with which a mathematical mathematics deals, the kind of incorrigibility, the security foundation, the foundation for the elaboration of the theory of properties of functions, say in analysis of one of particularly kind of function or functions whose behavior on certain kinds of domain presents us with extremely thorny problems where we have to pay very scrupulous attention to the kind of domains with which on which functions defined. See examples of this in the Isham's paper, right on Nicodemus, measure theory and so on. What I'm going to say is look back at the paper on Bishop's constructive mathematics, purely constructive, the opposition of realism to constructivism. But you want to say more, rather than that, the kind of opposition between one conception of as what abstract, most abstract possible kind of structure, the form of the most abstract possible kind of structure as reflecting, as it were, reflecting the combinatorial, concrete, combinatorial content of operations. That certainly seems to be an appeal in the introduction to Bishop's paper with remarks about concrete combinatorial operations to a sort of psychologistic basis of mathematical reasoning. The fact that we are most familiar with, as it were, sort of nominalistic section of the the contents of the world, a particular ontology, in that form of ontology for the world, counting, that is to say, the natural, the sort of criterion of identity that Nietzsche claims that we must have in order to have a clear conception of the metaphysical conception of individuality of public object. The principle of counting and Nietzsche's remarks compare the structures for which we clearly don't have principle of counting. Dummett's claim that work can extend the application of numerical concepts quite easily accommodate the transfinite as well. But that is simply a question of higher cardinality here, not as it were, different different basis conception for the of the best abstract abstract possibilities, as not reflecting to the reality of the individuals with which the theory theory deals, and the relations between, important point here, the relations between the individuals, the relations between the entities of the mathematical formalism. The mathematical theories is essentially Leibnizian, and as arrived at by application of the principle of functional abstraction, or entities which are defined on the theoretical view in terms of elementhood, elements of elements of elements, complicated element, complicated relations of elementhood, but which rest for on having the grasp of the criteria of identity of entities of lowest type. The notion of abstract particular is were the pre-theoretical grasp of that notion of entity of lowest type. Serial order in the case of the natural numbers. Rather, it is not so much the notion of serial order and the accompanying intuitionistic Brouwerian, rather I should say Brouwerian notion of arithmetic as manifesting the intersubjective intuition of the structure of time. One might very well argue that intersubjective intuition of the structure of time is profoundly misleading, that in some global cosmological theory, some cosmological theses, the global structure of time was such that global, good point this, the global structure of time, and indeed the sort of global structure of space, but in right, the global structure of space and time, particularly here the global structure of time, such that the idea of a notion of the serial order, the kind of serial order, as defining the form, the most abstract general possible form of the relation between the abstract form of serial order, as characterized in the remark in Steen's, as formalized, is as reflected in the sequence of natural numbers, in the structure of omega, structure of mathematical object omega, the elements out of which it is composed, the thought of elements of elements of elements, the idea of think of it as composed of elements, form of relation of the elements in the case of omega, numbers, that is to say, not built up as built up out of finite sets, but the notion of number is resting deeper than the notion of natural number is lying deeper than any logical notion. The Brouwerian conception will reject that decisively in favour of a logical notion, precisely because there's the possibility of a global topological structure of time which does not reflect that, on the basis of which that linear form of linear form of structure arises as reflection of form of abstract, possible form of structure, which is simply wrong as a hypothesis as to the most abstract general form of the structure. In this case, the structure of, thought of as referring as possessing a subject matter outside other than purely formal structure, not as it were defined by its own formal structure, but as the formal structure is reflection of a subject matter external to it. In this, in the Browerian case, the intersubjective intuition of time, of the structure of time, wrong. Compare the possibility that that might not be the whatever the intersubjective intuition. Well, the intersubjective intuition of the structure of time, indeed it is, but that this might itself arise on the basis of the ontology, cognition, cognitive episodes of human beings might indeed be of this form, but the explanation for that might arise on the basis of might be found in a theory which postulated a quite different global topology of time, on a purely naturalistic conception of existence, of form of existence, of mathematical objects. Would that mean that we should have to look to, as it were, a way of deriving the form of relationship at the vertical level of what lies deeper, our notion of abstract particulars in a serial order, which you'd argue is wrong, or the notion of finite set, which is in passing how completely Longhair's notion of the relationship between notion of constancy and notion of variation and the characterization or apprehension of and as it were speculative proposal of as a basis for the study of and generalization of some metaphysical theses about the connection between abstract principle of intelligibility, principle of coherence of the ontology, say conception of order, connected with a particular conception of order as exhibited in as underlying the mathematical formalism of physical theory as relating as reflecting, it's argued, particular principle of intelligibility of ontology. See Bohm's remarks about explicate order throughout, but you're going to argue that in fact it is quite general. You're going to go on talking about Putnam's paper on mathematics without foundations in mathematics, matter and method. Putnam's discussion of the way in which we might interpret, say, theoretic statements in a modal logical language, this needs to be brought into connection with the Mabry's thesis about the ways in which we might make the notion of set absolutely, and the resting upon notion of collection and extension absolutely fundamental to construction of a resolution of the paradoxes of set theory and logic, and in the foundation of a unitary system of set theory and logic sufficient to develop the whole of mathematics. Compare the idea of CC as a set of theory, first order theory capable of developing the whole of mathematics. Lee seems to contradict some of the things that he says in his, when he's discussing the kind of corrigibility which he holds mathematical structures to exhibit. order to concretize the notion of a model, let us think of a model as a graph. The sets of the model would then be pencil points or some higher dimensional analog of pencil points in the case of models of large cardinality, and the relation of membership will be indicated by arrows. I assume that there is nothing inconceivable about the idea of a physical space of arbitrarily high cardinality. Lay the idea of a physical space of arbitrarily high cardinality involving high dimensional analog of, as it were, the points. It's certainly, is to think of, for instance, as a basis for the study of continuously variable structures, of variation of structure in terms of a domain of variation, a succession of fixed points, a succession of points, one for, a succession of fixed structures, one for each point in the domain of variation. We shall say, yes, I suppose certainly a succession is of high dimensional analog of points in the domain of variation. Doesn't matter at all, since the what this boils down to, in fact, is the notion of a Cartesian product, of a k-dimensional, of a k-fold Cartesian product. Yes, this is simply the notion of a k-fold Cartesian product. The idea of a physical space of arbitrarily high cardinality, it does indeed seem to me to be inconceivable. Well, because the very notion of dimensionality of physical space at all, the basis for the idea of dimensionality of physical space at all, may turn out to be quite obscure, i.e. that we can't just borrow it from the reals and restrict it to sort of three dimensions. It may indeed be nothing mathematically inconceivable about the idea of a space of arbitrarily high cardinality, but in that case it is purely mathematical. It is dubbed space, a space purely by courtesy, in the sense in which our notion of a model has been concretized as opposed to being simply an entity, mathematical entity, an entity of the theory of sets, is itself obscure. I certainly do think that the notion of a high dimensional analogue of pencil points and the idea of a physical space of arbitrarily high cardinality are obscure. Firstly, because it may be that the dimensionality of our physical space and its signature derived from the kind of mathematics that we in fact need to describe for physical space. The kind of mathematics needed to describe physical space, which, firstly, because it might be that the dimensionality of physical space, indeed its signature, is non-arbitrary, really non-arbitrary, that the mathematical language actually needed to describe the properties of physical space is such that the arbitrary imposition from outside, the restriction to one of several mathematically impossible, one of arbitrarily high, infinitely many possible number of dimensions, so with imposition restriction to one of a number of equally possible dimensions in the sense of mathematically possible in terms of the mathematics, in the terms of the mathematical structure employed to describe physical space, that the mathematical structure correctly employed to describe the properties of physical space is such that the dimensionality, the number of dimensions, emerges quite naturally from the mathematically possible structures. We're concerned with a particular kind of mathematical structure which is allows the with a mathematically possible structures what, at any rate the sort of quantities the mathematical formulas required to describe correctly describe physical space. Let's say we're rejecting the old the reals as an artifact with no prior claim to consideration. We're rejecting the quasi-empirical postulate of correspondence between the ordered in tuples, tuples of real numbers and the points of physical space. We're also indeed rejecting the very idea of points themselves. The, it may be that the points of physical space are not the mathematical and well-defined, it's rather quasi-empirical notion that maybe that neither the some sort of global structure, the physical space which is we require to define. But that the sense in which that global structure is defined is the result of our having discovered a quantity in the mathematical formalism, quantity which is the quantity which we can define in terms of the relations of mathematically possible structures, structures which remain perfectly well defined as mathematically possible structures, just that they're no longer used directly in the description of physical space, but that the quantities of mathematical formalism which are used directly in the description of physical space are such that we indeed to conceive of the such as to allow us to conceive of the dimension specific dimensionality of physical space as a emerging naturally from considerations about the way in which those quantities of mathematical forms are actually employed in certainly in defining properties of physical space such that as to allow its dimensionality to emerge, not as something arbitrarily imposed from outside. That there is, in fact, something inconceivable about the idea, and given this, of the physical space of arbitrarily high cardinality, which will serve as a model, which will allow us to concretize the notion of a model of Zermelo-Frankel set theory, be thought of as a graph, the sets of the models then being higher dimensional analogues of pencil points in the case of models of large cardinality. Models of large cardinality are just that, they are mathematically well-defined structures, although the very notion of cardinality itself certainly not to be thought of in terms of concretized. This certainly does seem to be something obscure about the notion of concrete models, standard concrete models in this sense for Zermelo set theory. Though it's ironic because the individuals of Zermelo set theory just are indeed, as it were, pencil points in the case of entities of lowest type. And it's such entities that on the basis of the more complex, certainly we require a mathematically possible, in a sense, to be defined structure. We require to exploit the known properties of the complex numbers and of the real numbers in order to build up the in order to find the properties of the quantities of mathematical formalism in order to find the quantities of mathematical formalism actually involved in the definition of the properties of space-time structure, properties of space such as allow the notion rather the dimensionality of the space to emerge from more fundamental mathematical considerations. In what sense they're more fundamental? They certainly rest on more in on ing ingenious manipulation of quantities is the word devised for the purpose of ingenious manipulation in the light of, see what Wigner has to say, in the light of sense of what is pleasing or ingenious set of, say, in the light of properties, the ingenious, increasingly ingenious operations with these quantities, such operations on these quantities, such or with these quantities, such as to allow, which is such as to allow the dimensionality of space signature to emerge from potentially more fundamental considerations. They're more fundamental in the sense of arising from the properties of the structures of relations of functions and extension naturally defined. Properties of structures would naturally arise in connection with or naturally connected with, turn out to be connected with in the sense of the relationships between properties of functions and properties of collections of functions and properties of families of functions of a particular mathematical theory, probably dealt with in a particular mathematical theory, or defined as a particular mathematical object, particular kind of mathematical object, in this case, or group theoretical object, thinking in terms of the language of mathematical objects, less fundamental in that we require knowledge of the properties of, say, complex numbers and the real numbers in order to define them, but emerging from the sort of ingenious relation of quantities, which is, well, in terms of the connections between the properties of mathematical structures of mathematical objects, structures of different kinds of mathematical, structures of different kinds of systems of mathematical quantities that they allow us to define. Let's say that the use of these quantities allows us to define in what sense one could regard that as providing the basis for a more satisfying and deeper theory of the sort of properties of space and time than the that which simply started from space, started from points, and using the orthodox correspondence postulate, see the paper on mathematical truth in Putnam, restricted the dimensionality by stipulation. Here, the basis for any idea, any notion of dimensionality at all, the quite arbitrary, mathematically arbitrary basis for any refers to as the basis for any idea of dimensionality is arising from probabilistic considerations. Sense. In what sense they should be thought of intuitively as lying deeper, they certainly don't seem in terms of connection with any principle of intelligibility or ontology or any sort of putative opposition between the kinds of metaphysical principle, notion of order, principle of intelligibility of ontology might. Which of structural, which the syntax of a mathematical theory, the kinds of structures dealt with a mathematical theory might be a structural transposition, or might find in which they might be found a reflection, of which a reflection might be found in the kind of structures dealt with a mathematical theory. It certainly doesn't seem to be any connection of that kind. Anyway, talking about concrete models of Zermelo-Frankel set theory,
partner remarks that a statement that refers only to sets of less than some given rank, where ranks are cumulative types. We assume the national type, cumulative hierarchy of types is given. Ranks are cumulative types. Every set of a given rank is also a set of every higher rank. And if there is a set, there is every set belongs to some rank. The reader should accept it on faith that the statement that a certain graph G is a standard model for Zermelo-Frankel set theory can be expressed using no non-nominalistic notions except the box operator. The notion of mathematically possible structure. Mathematically possible structure here defined by sort of quasi-empirical means, also it seems, is offered as a modal logical equivalent of the mathematical objects picture. This is a Zermelo-Frankel set theory, and of other set theories based upon the notion of rank. It's in this that we have a strong intuitive conviction that whenever A is possible, so there's a structure we might call the family of all sets of A's, and the ZF assumes only this intuition and the intuition of the process unioning, forming the union of such structures, extended into the transfinite. To be cautious, we can assume only predicative set theory up to some low transfinite type. And he remarks that the real significance of the Russell paradox from the standpoint of modal logic is that it shows that no concrete structure can be a standard model for the naive conception of the totality of all sets. I'm turning over now.